This is The Adam Ritz Show, a public affairs talk show touching on community, health, foundations, and more. The Adam Ritz Show is underwritten by Vibonomics, an audio out-of-home advertising marketplace and audio experience company. Info at Vibonomics.com. And now, from the Vibonomics studios, please welcome your public affairs radio host, Adam Ritz.
Hey, everybody. My name is Adam Ritz. I'm the host of your favorite public affairs radio show. It's the Adam Ritz Show, and I have Jay Baker with me. He's my favorite co-host of a public affairs show. Did you know that, Jay? You're my favorite.
Well, I appreciate that. I know that usually Howie Mandel would be here, but thankfully, I'm your favorite.
You know, that's when I know we have made it. When you're on personal time off and Howie Mandel is your replacement. We're going to work on that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll work on that soon so you can have a day off. I wanted to start. We recently on a previous show, we were talking about scams and the in particular, the NDOT or the Department of Transportation scam or the toll road scam where they're asking you to pay your tolls. Mm-hmm. And shortly after we did that show, I wanted to bring up a text you sent me and share it with our listeners. You screenshot a text message you received from a toll scam asking you to pay your tolls.
Yeah, and it was pretty dire. I was instructed to link up with all these things and type things in, and if not, the comical part for me was, you know, that all the dire repercussions that would occur if I did not comply, up to including losing my driving privileges. Now, you know what's somewhat amusing about that? It is a sad state of affairs. You and I know that even conventional law enforcement has trouble getting people to comply with motor vehicle laws. The very suggestion that this toll entity could take away almost every possible right, as I jokingly told you when I sent it to you, I said, apparently I'm facing incarceration.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the red flags they talk about. If they don't tempt me with a good time, if they tell you incarceration is a possibility, that could be a red flag. This is a scam. Jay,
yes.
There was a new one that came across my desk since our last show talking about scams, and it's a jury duty scam. Have you heard of this one?
No, but I'm going to guess this would get people really riled up.
It is it's the latest scam. They call your phone and say that they're with your county sheriff's department. And it's very detailed because they actually, the cases we've seen, they've actually used the county name of the county that you live in. So it's not just this is not a generic email from a prince in Nigeria. This is a voicemail from a sergeant or a lieutenant in your county's sheriff's department saying they need to get in touch with you. And when you call back, they tell you that you've missed jury duty and that there was a jury duty notice sent to you that you complied with, that you said you would return and, you know, show up for jury duty, which you did not. And now you're in luck that this is a civil matter right now. But if you pay the fine, it will go away. If you don't pay the fine, the civil matter will increase to a criminal matter, which will result in your arrest, mugshot, and possible jailing. So they're really playing upon people's fears of the law or, having an arrest on your record, and people are getting scammed by this. And they say, you know, the unsolicited phone call is the red flag there. You have been contacted, most likely from any one of these government agencies, they are going to send you something in the mail, some sort of paper mail that then you can call the your county sheriff's department or your county clerk or county somebody to verify if this, in fact, is real.
Well, yeah, you raise, I think, the greatest point in all this, because if you can look at the flip side of this for a second, let's say you and I are running a government entity, and we really are concerned about making sure that people are taking care of their civic duty. It's kind of your duty to report if you've been requested for jury duty. I myself have served on a jury, and I'm not saying I should be given any type of medal for that, but I did report for jury duty, and I think it's important that you do. But if our first sit-down meeting was, how did you notify them? Oh, I sent out a handful of text messages. You would look at me like I'd lost my mind. Yeah. I mean, that is such a casual approach for something that is literally quite important.
You know, one of the things I did here recently, Jay, that I will suggest, experts say you do this. I did it. I'm not saying that I'm an expert or I'm not advising our listeners on how to do this. I will advise you to get expert help when doing this, but freeze your credit. Have you heard of freezing your credit and what this means and how to unfreeze it and all that?
I actually went ahead and froze my credit a few years back.
Okay.
So please go on. I think it is one of the most effective things that you can do as a person living and spending money in the United States.
Well, I had heard of this, and I just had never done it. And I did it after our last show that we talked about the scams, just because, you know, we talk about this all the time. People are falling prey to this all the time. So I just thought, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and do this. And I have an app. This is not an endorsement or an advertisement. It's just an app I use called Credit Karma. And I went ahead and searched on the app for how to freeze your credit. And the quick, for layman's terms, you're putting a freeze on your credit so that you and nobody else can open up a credit card in your name.
Correct.
No one can even do a credit check on you until you unfreeze it. So if I wanted to, well, first of all, let me say I did go through the process, and there are three main credit, I guess, unions or resources that you need to freeze.
Correct.
Experian, TransUnion, and a third one that's escaping me right now. But I did it through all those. You create a little profile, you freeze your credit. The advantage is nobody can open up a credit card or buy a home in my name or a boat or anything else. No one can steal my identity and ruin my credit. The disadvantage is, and it's just a little hoop I have to jump through, the next time I want to maybe make a major purchase, refinance my house, open up a new credit card, anything like that, I'm going to have to go to all three of these resources and unfreeze my credit so I'd be able to use them, which to me seems like a little hoop to jump through to make sure I don't get digitally hacked and scammed by these unbelievably well-resourced criminals that are out there.
Well, you have just raised the absolute best point about this. I have recommended this myself to others because what happens is the skill level is such, you mentioned it, the things that they love to hit you for are things like travel, and things like boats or RVs, things that have, you know, that are commonly transacted using credit, they will tap into that. And let's just say, we'll throw it out there. Let's say your credit limit was $10. Well, they're out there looking for $8 RVs because they know that without your explicit permission, they could potentially, if they have enough, if they have done enough data mining, can open an account and could be driving that RV down the road. They're driving your RV, and then later when you are contacted by your bank or your credit card company, it's a very unpleasant surprise because it's really difficult to track these people down and rectify this, because you can imagine the RV company is going, yeah, we need to be getting our payment as well.
Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion are the three credit bureaus that you're going to want to look for. And yeah, maybe check with a financial advisor or someone you trust in that realm to help you get through it. And I would suggest also talking to your kids and your parents, the elderly. Let them know about these scams and that, you know, a phone call, a voicemail, a text message asking for you to reply or act with personal information and or money digitally or otherwise, or face dire consequences. Those are your red flags for the scams. I'm telling you, Jay, we've touched on this so much on this show. We might change the name of this program from a public affairs radio show to the Scam Alert Show.
It wouldn't be a bad idea. It is actually relatively prevalent. And the downside is, yes, some people are getting harmed financially.
And I've also...
You and I both know, sadly, it is really difficult to rebuild your credit, especially in today's environment. And if you're the type of person that has done really good self-budgeting or is living on a fixed income, these scams can devastate you financially because they can dig a hole for you that most people cannot get out on their own.
Jay, there was a guy that ruined my credit in college. His name was Adam Ritz.
And that guy.
Yeah, and it's taken me 30 years to get back.
Ironically, all the purchases were at Smoothie King. We're trying to find out whether those were legitimate or not.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, best of luck to everyone as you navigate this new scam universe we live in.
Absolutely. As we were looking through some topics for today's show, we always like to keep you informed. This was an interesting article. At first I thought, oh, this doesn't mean much, but this could help somebody in your life that is not self-aware. Here are the 10 behaviors of men who supposedly have not matured emotionally. You know, as you go through life, you want to have a good IQ, but you also want to have a good EQ. That's your emotional mm-hmm. quotient. Have you heard of that, Adam?
I've heard of emotional intelligence, which I think is closely related to that. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Maturing happens differently for different people. And we're not just picking on guys, but it never seems to happen evenly for guys. A group of experts say there are 10 things that men who haven't matured emotionally do. And here's a handful of these items.
Is the first one host a public affairs radio show? I hope not.
No, that's number four, ironically. Okay. How ironically. But, you know, if you're like me, when I first read the article, I thought, you know, I really kind of want to know. I think I've got it emotionally together, but maybe not.
You know, you think so, but I bet maybe there's three things on this list of 10 that I do. And I'm going to feel even worse if it's more than three. And I'm not going to even be honest with you and tell you if it's more than three. Go ahead.
It's possible. And, you know, once again, you can use this for, entertainment purposes, or you could say to yourself, hey, that's something I'd like to work on, mm-hmm. or you could consult with a mental health professional if you feel like it's bad enough. One of the things that if you haven't matured emotionally is you are preoccupied with being cheated on.
Okay. I feel pretty good about myself because that's not one of my preoccupations.
You blame others. That's another telltale. If you blame others, I jokingly say when someone asks me about something, I always go, I blame others.
That seems like a pretty common one. A lot of people, there's a lot of finger pointing happening in the country.
Well, you know, the phrase, hey, you threw Joe under the bus. So, yes, if you are in that situation.
Jay, when you point the finger at somebody, there are three fingers pointing back at you.
Wow, I've heard that, and that is not only clever, but it is indeed accurate.
I came up with that.
How about this? Do you raise your voice to get a point across?
Okay.
Are you not able to take criticism?
Are you? Is that? Is that one of
I'm
the,
asking you personally.
Asking me, are you asking
I'm
me that?
Grilling
is
you.
My voice? Did I just raise my voice?
I'm grilling you now.
I just got
this
two.
Is like
we're only up to four, and I've broken two of them.
I'm five out of four. How is that even possible? It's like being a. It's like being in the witness chair on A Few Good Men. That's you're Jack Nicholson. You have to raise your voice to get your point across.
You can't handle the truth.
You cannot. If you're having a tough time with emotional conversations, and also if you're looking for validation constantly. So these are just a few things. I just thought it was somewhat of a humorous list. It's like Adam pointed out, one or two of these, you go, yeah, I kind of do that. Obviously, if you do all 10, chat with a friend if you have one. And if you want to see the full list. It is over on Yahoo Life, which I did not know about until today when I was doing the research for today's show. But Yahoo Life has some very interesting articles. It's a lot of fun, and it's a helpful source.
You're killing
for life.
Me. You're killing me with this list. If you have five or more of these, seek a conversation from a friend if you have one.
If you have one.
Okay.
Hey, we just recently celebrated World Sleep Day. And, you know, this kind of goes back to the cornerstone of health. If you're not sleeping well, a lot of other things kind of fall apart in your life, your ability to concentrate at work and on other tasks. It makes driving difficult because you could get drowsy or have inattention. And it is not particularly good for your health. So just realize that sleep is critical for many things, including, this was kind of interesting in my book, your immune function is tied directly to your sleep.
That makes a lot of sense. I'm yawning right now. You know, a buddy of mine, we're just talking last week about the advantages of a quick nap. And I mean,
yes.
not a go lay down on the couch for 45 minutes nap. I'm talking just 3 to 5 minutes. Like if you could just, if you're dragging during your day, if you could just lean back in your chair and close your eyes for 3 to 5 minutes, that really helps.
Yes, you are touching on something that's very effective, the power nap. And the key to it is to not sleep for an extended length of time. In fact, they've even kind of recommended that if you're routinely taking naps that last over an hour and a half, that you should probably touch base with somebody because that may be a sign of some other things that are not going well.
Mm-hmm.
But the power nap, highly recommended. You're absolutely correct about that. Not getting enough sleep has been linked to heart disease and depression as well. That's, you know, these are heavy topics. So sometimes you think, I've just had a little trouble lately sleeping. But we do have some pointers, widely accepted keys to successful sleep. Once again, once you hear these on the Adam Rich Show, you're going to say, man, you are paving the way for me to enjoy an unparalleled evening of sleep.
I'm going to sleep like a rock tonight. Proceed.
You are. Stick to a sleep schedule. Go to bed and wake up at approximately the same time every day. Helps regulate your body's internal clock.
Yep.
I know, Adam, you are a bit of a night owl, but I bet even you have a designated go-to-bed time.
You know, I do, and I don't mind sharing that with everyone. I go to bed around midnight, 12:30.
There you go.
And I get up around 8. So
see?
It's a pretty close to 8 hours every night. And, I mean, Jay, I can tell if there's ever a night where I get sucked into a binge of a streaming show and I go an extra couple of episodes, if I go to bed at 1:30 or 2, I mean, I feel terrible the next day.
Yeah, and so you know, you can clearly see where sleep is closely aligned with your quality of life. You're absolutely correct. Create a sleep sanctuary. So that means the room that you get your sleep in, keep it dark, cool, and quiet. Consider investing in blackout curtains or a white noise machine?
I have daughters who are addicted to their white noise machine. And on a recent trip, we go to bed and they turn this thing on and it sounded like an industrial, you know, warehouse, like a plant. It was like a paper mill plant in the next room. And I went in there. I'm like, you guys, you have to turn this down. This is so loud.
Isn't it funny that they're not only relying on it, but they've got it turned up. I mean, that is the wonder of youth. Well, I can go to sleep when you hear this thing that sounds like aircraft idling.
Yeah, you get so used to the noise that they could barely hear it, but pretty much woke up the whole neighborhood.
That's pretty funny. But yes, those things all work. And think in terms of sleep sanctuary. I love that phrase. Mm-hmm. Also, here's a suggestion. Power down early. That blue light from screens, and that's all screens, the television, your device. Did you notice that the phone now is called your device?
Yeah, it's not a phone anymore. It's a device, which also applies to your iPad or anything handheld that the battery dies, that's a device. And no longer a phone. Maybe even you can call it a computer. Device is that's the preferred term now, correct?
Preferred term, yeah. So try to unplug at least an hour before bed. That's why a lot of people now have sort of found reading usually involves just the analog version of reading just involves opening a book.
You know what, Jay, I'm gonna challenge you to at home with your wife, never refer to your flat panel as the TV. From now on,
the TV.
Refer to it as the device.
Oh, the device.
So say, you know, honey, can you pass me the remote for the device? And she's going to be like, what? And then you say, yeah, the 65-inch device that's hanging on the wall. Give me the remote.
Yeah.
If your phone's not a phone anymore, why should the TV be the TV?
Well, and then the tie-in is, of course, because we have 15 different streaming services, we had to freeze our credit.
Oh no! I'm not
going
to be able.
Another tie-in.
I can't get HBO Max now because I froze my credit. You know what, Jay?
Max is off.
You bring up a great point. I should have said this 20 minutes ago when we were talking about freezing your credit. When you freeze your credit, you can absolutely still use your credit cards.
Yes, you can.
Because that's one of the things that when I first heard of freezing your credit, I'm like, well, you know, I've got some cards I still need to use, and that's not what it is. So. Freezing your credit protects you from having somebody open up new credit in your name, but you can continue to use all of your credit cards and your home mortgage is fine. Everything's fine. But back to your 65-inch device.
Yes, and this is going to take all the fun out of it. Avoid heavy meals, caffeine, or alcohol close to bedtime. I know, you know, we've heard of the famous nightcap. I would be very sparing because that can really throw off your sleep.
Yeah, I got into this kick about a month ago having a coffee at night. Not at, you know, 11 o'clock at night, but around 7:30, 8, I would have a coffee. Because I enjoy coffee, and B, I was treating it as a little treat in lieu of 1,000-calorie piece of pie. And a couple of the evenings, I noticed that, yeah, I was in my bed staring at the ceiling at 1 o'clock in the morning, unable to sleep. So that is that's a big one. How late can you have caffeine?
Yeah, be super careful or at least aware of that. So now you're getting a good night's sleep. Now scientists are saying you should try to get some sun. Obviously, some climates don't allow you to get sun every day, but, you know, that's what daylight savings time is all about. Research has shown that just enough sun exposure can extend your life expectancy. That's kind of cool, isn't it?
So the vitamin D extends your life expectancy. Does it help you sleep? Is that what we're talking about, sleep, right?
Well, we are done with sleep. Now we're talking about we got all of our sleep taken care of. Now we should go out and get some sun.
So now we're talking about a recent study about vitamin D. New subject. Okay, I'm with you, Jeff. I'm a little slow. I didn't get much sleep last night. vitamin D extend. That is great news because I do love being outside in the sun. There's nothing. If money was no object, you'd never see me again. I'd be in the middle of the Caribbean for the rest of my life.
Well, that's why I brought this up. Nobody loves the sun more than you. Obviously, from doing this show, you're very aware you have to do it in moderation. Here are some of the key benefits of getting some sunlight. It strengthens your immunity, and it also regulates your circadian rhythm.
Whoa.
I bet you didn't know that you had a circadian rhythm.
I didn't have a clue that I had cicadas.
Yeah, it's your circadian rhythm.
My cicada.
If you have cicadas, yeah, that may be a different story.
Doesn't my cicada rhythm, it just pops up every 13 years, right?
Absolutely. It boosts your mood. So believe it or not, a little bit of sunshine and vitamin D just puts a little pep in your step.
Well, that makes sense because we've talked about the seasonal depression of a long, hard winter and the dark, cold weather. So, yeah, some sunshine will help that.
Absolutely. Improved vitamin D production can reduce inflammation and boost your humidity, your immunity. You don't want to boost your humidity, I don't believe.
Your humid immunity is boosted through cicada season when you get out into the sunshine. I've got
yeah,
it now.
So okay. I think we're all set on that. Now, the scientists, you know, they're there in the Sun Institute, recommend that you do shoot to get at least 10 minutes of direct sun exposure every day, but once again, don't overdo it. Just remember that too much sun exposure can damage your skin, and then you may have to worry about skin cancer. So everything that's good and fun does have a downside if you don't moderate.
Moderation is the key with nearly everything we talk about.
Isn't that amazing mm-hmm. that it's like that? Now, I know we're kind of in the midst of tax season. Personal question, but have you done your taxes yet?
I'm halfway. Yeah, I do. I have my personal taxes and my business taxes. I've done my personal taxes, and I'm in the middle of getting all the receipts and numbers and math together for my business taxes. And it is very stressful, Jay. And I need some sunshine.
You know, it is funny about taxes. This was, we're sharing with you, there are some odd deductions that you may be able to take. Obviously, you should consult with a tax professional. Adam, you know, undoubtedly you've heard of the classic deductions that a number of people look at, like charitable donations and things mm-hmm. of that nature. However, hidden inside the tax laws are some odd deductions that you may qualify for. So
write it off, Jerry.
George. Don't let George Costanza be your tax consultant. But here are a few. I thought this was interesting. For many people, you can deduct your gambling losses.
Wow. I just would have never guessed that would be on the list.
Yeah, double check, obviously. You can possibly deduct your pool or hot tub if you entertain clients or employees.
Ooh, I've got to get some clients or employees.
Yeah, daycare can deduct a set amount for breakfast, lunch, and snacks provided to children in their care. So if you are watching some kids for your neighbors or, you know, depending on local laws, some people have a private daycare. You can deduct a set amount. And of course, you know, once again, check with your professional. If your pet is a service animal, much of that pet care is deductible.
All right, Jay, I'm gonna buy a pool and write it off and then get some clients and employees and invite them over and write that off too. So thank you.
There you go.
Thank you for the heads up on that. Best of luck to everybody through tax season. and beyond. If you'd like to listen to this episode or any of our previous episodes in podcast form, they are listed on our website, adamritzshow.com.
The Adam Ritz Show is recorded live in studio at the Vibonomics Worldwide Headquarters. Learn more about the Vibonomics Audio Out-of-Home Marketplace at Vibonomics.com. For information on this broadcast, including past on-demand episodes, interview submissions, and syndication contacts, visit AdamRitzShow.com.